Hi, this is Shante from Customer Support. How may I help you?
Oh, hi there. My name is Julia, and I was just looking at my bank statement, and there is a pending debit from this company, and neither my son nor I can remember purchasing anything for 106.36. We're just trying to find out what it is.
Okay, I'll be glad to assist you with that. Just give me one moment. What's the first and the last name?
Julia, and last name is Moore, M-O-O-R-E.
Can you verify your address for me for security purpose?
Sure. It's 4810 Transit Circle, Austin, Texas, 78727.
Okay, we're just waiting for the system to upload.
Bless you. Was that a sneeze?
Yes, it is. Thank you. I'm just still waiting for the system to fully upload so I can access the account. It's going a little slow.
Okay.
Just let me check into something.
I'm kind of concerned someone might have gotten my credit card. It's happened before.
Oh.
Yeah.
What this is in regards to you had signed up to do a trial that had begun for the skinware product on the 19th.
Oh my God, that was a mistake if I did that. I got scammed.
That's what it is. You paid the shipping and charges, shipping and handling charges to begin the trial. And so within it, it states in the terms and the condition that this was a 7-day trial that she was doing, and you get a 30-day supply to try the product if it's something that is going to work for you in the event that you decide that it's not for you or you wish not to continue. You have to cancel within the trial period to avoid being billed for the product, which you pay for the shipping and handling. So yes, and as well, it will enroll you in the auto bill and the auto ship. But you said it was a mistake. Why? You don't like the product. It is a good...
No, I think I was just looking up all kinds of stuff because I've been getting unwanted emails and I was trying to check out what might help. And that's when it must have happened. My gosh.
I was finna say, because it's a great product, and if you didn't like it, if you hadn't finished trying it, we can let you put a hold on it for you to try it, and I can offer you also a 35% discount on it if you want to keep trying it.
Yeah, I don't even know what it is exactly.
It's a you got the... You see, you got the skin cream.
Oh, yeah, they got here. They're okay. But not for that amount of money.
Yeah, that's, I finished what I could do a 50% discount towards it for the price, and you want to do it. If not, if that's still too much, the most I could do is a 75%.
Yeah.
Well, you can cancel. If I was just saying, with the 75%, that's the most we could do. And I think it'd be like $20-something towards your pricing. But if you feel like that you can, you still have the option of canceling.
I think I better cancel because I had to work my ass off just to buy a few Christmas presents.
Okay.
I remember I remember doing that. Now that you say it, I've used the cream. It seems fine. And I just can't afford it. I guess I didn't read the fine print or whatever.
Okay. Well, I can go ahead and cancel. Just give me one moment.
I appreciate that.
Just give me one moment to let me notate the account.
Okay.
Okay, I'm almost done. I just had to finish notating this account for cancellation.
I really appreciate your help.
Whenever you're ready, I can provide you with your cancellation code.
Okay, hold on.
Okay, not a problem. Not a problem.
Where are you right now? What are you in the U.S. or? Okay, good for you. Yeah, you didn't have a foreign accent at all, so I can hardly understand people.
Yes, ma'am.
I am looking for my pen. Okay, where are you? Okay, and the amount is pending to be debited. Will that still be debited, or what will happen with that?
I don't know about debt under the last charge. I'm just seeing was for it shows on our system. It may show on a lot of other statements. People say it'll show because they be wondering when they get charged the next day. But it's showing the last charge is showing on the 28th, which was yesterday.
Okay. Could I get a refund from except for the shipping? I remember putting something in for shipping, but not for the
yeah, because it's the membership. Don't cancel, but yes, but with that one, we offer a refund because it was a valid charge when stated with when signing up within the terms and the conditions.
Is there anything you can do? I mean, I'm just dying from money right now. I just thought it was going to be a shipment charge, and my face has been dry, and my bad. I didn't read it all, I guess.
Yeah, yes, ma'am. Unfortunately, it came because it's the company policy. It's not ours. And that's what they state because within it, the terms and conditions said that you have to call and counsel within the trial period, and by the trial period has ended. So after that, it's valid.
Oh shoot! Have you guys been paid then? Because it looks like you have in my account. Can you tell?
He's just showing me the charge. Let me check and see. Okay. Still checking. Just give me one moment. Okay, I had to open the whole system back up.
Okay.
Give me one second. Okay, so for this one on the 28th, I guess it would seem there because it says approved.
Okay.
All right. So yes, well, Sam. Okay. Well, if I was just saying if it's not you said thank you for your help. So if it's not anything else that we can assist you with, thank you for calling customer support and have a great day.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye bye.